Thank you for joining us at the Roundtable.
Brought to you by Community Education Arts, a nonprofit organization based in Noblesville, Indiana.
I'm Alice Cavanaugh-Scober, President of CE Arts.
And I'm Sarah E. Morin, Secretary of CE Arts. Let's sit down
at the Roundtable.
Thank you, and welcome to the Polk Street Review book launch for Community Education Arts. It is so good to see a full room, especially knowing that many of the people here are contributors. Thank you, contributors.
Yes.
And thank you, everyone who's coming out to support them. So we've had a lot of changes since last year. A lot of it is in the foreword of the book, so we're not going to go over it here. But you can find out all about projects that we have on our website. It's cearts.org. The A for the arts is also CEA and then arts. So cearts.org. So we are still continuing with our annual projects like NICE, that's Noblesville Interdisciplinary Creativity Expo, and that is our classic literature-based project that we do. We're also doing, of course, the Polk Street Review. And very soon, if you look on our website, you will see the announcements for the selections, the book selections and the quote selections for NICE. We've also added a lot more digital content this year. So for example, you can submit to our monthly online exhibits. It has a changing theme. We would love to feature you. Some of you I know have already been featured. We also have a podcast now. We're on episode, getting ready for 7, I think. And so check that out. It's called At the Round Table, because Alice has a round table. And we also have a video series. And so to see that, just go to our website again, cearts.org. Also, it would immensely help us if you could fill out a survey card inside your program. There is a basket right back there. If you see the t-shirt, there it is. Perfect, right there. If you can turn that in there on your way out. The survey helps us for grant purposes. It also simply helps us improve and give us more let us give us more of what you want. And now, over to Alice.
I get to do some grateful thanks. So first of all, our very grateful thanks to the Indiana Arts Commission for project grant support for this project, our 2020 Polk Street Review edition, the book, the project, the podcast, the videos, workshops. Without grant support, we probably wouldn't be able to do the things that we love to do so much. And we also want to thank our 2020 corporate patrons, Martin & Martin Insurance, Church, Hiddle & Antrim Law Offices, Sharpest Tool Technology Services, and Discount Copies. We want to thank the Hamilton County Artists Association for our lovely venue tonight. The artwork on the walls belongs to Hamilton County Artists Association's juried artist members. The artwork on easels, we've tried to have some of our artists who are in our book brought some of their pieces to share with you guys. We want to thank John Gilmore, who's not here tonight, for the loan of the sound system. He's got a gig of his own in Carmel, so he's not with us tonight. But we have his excellent Bose system instead of him. And we of course want to thank Emily and Janina with Love's Hangover for catering tonight. Delicious, thank you. They get their own applause.
And more food.
Yeah, more food, get more food. And I want to thank my fellow CE Arts boards members. I'm the president, Sarah E. is the secretary, and Joyce Perry is our fantastic treasurer, and I think she already had to scooch on out of here. But without the two of them, I couldn't do the stuff that I love to do with this organization. So I also, I'm gonna get all verklempt as I always do. I have to do my personal thank yous too, so. I want to thank my sweet family, who's all over there. It means the world to me that in this edition, both my son John and my son-in-law Evan have pieces, written pieces in this edition. That means the world to me. And I'm so happy that my daughter Allie and her husband Evan are here with my grandson Luke. Hi, Lukey. Hi, my pally. I love him so much. If you know me on Facebook, you know my grandson. So, and to my husband Chris, thank you for everything. I love you, honey. Okay, so that's all my personal thank yous. Sarah E., on to the awards or personal thank yous for you too.
Okay. I want to thank my parents for being here. They're very supportive, and also the love of my life back there. My husband for all of his support. And I want to thank Alex. It is a mutual project, of course, but honestly, the grunt work, the vast majority of it, is done by this wonderful lady. And so, so yes, a big thanks to Alex.
My hair purple. I don't
So on to the awards. We would like to note that nobody who is on the CEA Arts board or anyone closely related to the board members is eligible for awards. It is always hard selecting these awards because there are a lot of pieces that truly deserve recognition. We do ask, as we call your names for the three categories, recipients, why don't you stay toward the front and we will do a group photo at
somewhere.
The end.
Just real fast.
It doesn't have to be all on the stage. So first off, we would like to recognize we had a special theme contest. We wanted you all to be able to choose the theme this year. And so the winner of that is Deborah Peterson for selecting the theme Sunrise.
Deborah is also manning our merch table, so God bless her.
Thank you, Deborah.
So hang around right down there and we'll get a group shot.
Great. And on to the images category. Our honorable mention. Oh, yes. Our honorable mention for the piece Sunrise goes to Tim Baker and his wife, Cynthia. Are you here to accept that? Okay, well, we acknowledge you on our podcast.
Yes, we know he's
wonderful
out of,
job.
We know Tim's out of town, so yeah.
Okay, great. Our third prize, again, the title is Sunrise, goes to Lori Kate's Hand. For the piece Blue City by Simona Buna.
I know. Simona's got some artwork over here on easels, and the one right behind Deborah is very similar to the one in the book, which sold, so she had to bring us up.
And our first prize for the piece Morse Lake Sunset After a Storm. By Sophie Dole.
Sophie is homesick, but we accept this in her honor, and the piece right next to, Lori, right next to Lori is her photo. So we will make sure she gets her award.
On to the prose category. The honorable mention for the piece Zombies Can't Open Doors goes to Michelle Mish Payne.
Go hang out by the winner's circle.
Oh, okay. Third place for the piece The Pivot goes to Vivian Bell. I don't believe Vivian was able to join us. A second prize for blowing things up goes to Mark Wilkinson.
I would like to say that Mark has submitted to every Polk Street Review every year, every time, and he is just fabulous, and we love him dearly.
All right. And first prize, The Night Bobby Came to the Mall by Sandy Stewart.
Woohoo!
David Allen.
Raymond, we love all the poems you submitted, but that one was really wonderful.
Our next one, third place, goes to Tree Whispers to Dennis White. He is not here, but we would just like to acknowledge him. For second prize, we got Dennis. All right, second prize for Garage Sale Blues, Steve Vandewater. For the first Dawn goes to George Wolf.
We love George's poem so much. Okay, I get to do a couple of wonderful awards here. I get to announce our special awards. Special awards are kind of hard to describe. They recognize, first of all, not one particular piece of writing or imagery, but rather one submitter. And a special award usually goes to a person whose submissions are just a bit distinct from the norm somehow. Perhaps they're taking a risk in life or an art form. Maybe they have a fresh perspective or voice, or they've submitted pieces that impact us and the book itself somehow. In no particular order, we have two special awards this year. The first one goes to Leslie Ober. For several years, I like to say, for several years, Leslie has consistently submitted quality writings and images. Her paintings, writings, and photographs have been selected for a variety of the Pulitzer Review Awards in the past. And this year, in addition to her writings and her more traditional art pieces, we really loved her new mixed media pieces that she created with fabrics. So, yeah. And our second special award goes to Jenny Calicar. Jenny always submits wonderful writings to the Pulitzer Review, and this year is no exception. She's also won the Pulitzer Review Awards in the past, including an Award of Merit, but this year we felt that Jenny's poems deserve a special award. Her life has been marked by losses in the past year, and we feel those losses have touched her writing in a way that many people will connect to and be comforted by. Thank you, Jenny.
On to our 2020 Award of Merit. The Pulitzer Review's highest honor is the Award of Merit, which is our best in book. It recognizes one submission from any of the three categories that is technically and artistically outstanding, meets our guidelines, and it's one that is felt deeply for a long time, so you go away remembering it. We think you'll agree with our Award of Merit choice this year, our best in book, which goes to Benita Cox Searle.
Yay!
The piece that we are recognizing is called The Name Game. One thing that we loved is the consistent child's perspective in this piece, especially her understanding and the ability to find moments of shining connections within a relationship that is largely disconnected due to challenges with the mom's health. It's clear, but it's not clinically defined. This is a testament to Bonnie's skill that we can all connect to in this piece.
Right.
Go to the winner's circle. Okay.
Photograph in case some of these people have to leave. Hopefully no one will leave, but you never know. So.
This has been At the Roundtable with Alice
and Sarah E.
of Community Education Arts.
Our nonprofit organization is based in Noblesville, Indiana. You can find us online at cearts.org.
This activity made possible in part with support from the Indiana Arts Commission and the National Endowment for the Arts, a federal agency.
We'd like to thank James Weston for writing our intro music and for his technical savvy.
Join us next time
at the Roundtable.